balut.
What it was, a near fully developed duck fetus boiled and eaten in the shell. Who ate it? Southeast Asians, freshman pledges at Delta Kappa Epsilon. How they came up with it, inspired by Khmer Rouge method for remedying incorrect thought. Why others found it gross. Embryonic ducks? Yummy. Adult ducks? Mouth-watering. But in between, inhuman. Suggested beverage pairing, a burgundy. Preferably while making eye contact with the egg's mother.
Peeps.
What it was. Hyper-sweetened marshmallow candies shaped like baby animals. Who ate it? Americans and marshmallow snakes. How they came up with it? Railway disaster involving Necco wafers, plumber's caulk, and spent fuel rods. Why others found it gross. Even on the molecular level, did not contain the building blocks of food. Suggested beverage pairing. Key lime flavored Mad Dog 2020.
Sleep and dreams.
We spent a third of our lives passed out unconscious. It's not something we're proud of, believe us. If we had needed so much sleep, we'd be the ones who developed intergalactic space travel, and you'd be the ones whose underwear drawers were being rummaged through. But the truth was, our bodies required roughly 8 hours a day of sleep. We usually only got around five. It was more than a necessary part of our biology. It was a nightly exercise in trusting the universe. Every night, we'd lay down on a bed, either alone or with a spotter, close our eyes and surrender ourselves to a void, hoping that we'd be waiting for us when we got back. The body rested during sleep, but the brain did not. It amused itself by emitting waves and generating dreams, illogical series of images, thoughts, and emotions that could be amusing, terrifying, or downright sexy. Dreams also came to mean a person's highest aspirations in life. Why so many people aspired to be naked in front of large groups of people while running slowly in place is really beyond the scope of this audiobook.